It's time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Joining us again today is reporter Sean Gorman. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, let me mention this is the first anniversary of PolitiFact Virginia, an affiliate of PolitiFact.com at the national level. So congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you fellows, of course, rate various claims and statements and ads by politicians on their truthfulness, somewhere between truth and falsity and some in between. But you also have started, like counterparts in other states, rating the governors on how well they're doing on keeping their campaign promises. So we're going to start with one of those bobometer items today. Governor McDonnell, when running for governor, promised he would seek a law establishing gang-free zones. So how's he doing on that one?
Well, yeah, McDonnell had promised during his campaign to propose expanding so-called gang-free zones, which provide elevated penalties for crimes within those areas. Now, McDonnell promised to expand them beyond gang-free school zones to gang-free zones surrounding school bus stops, as well as community centers, parks, libraries, and hospitals. Shortly after becoming governor in January 2010, McDonnell did support a bill that would have expanded the zones to include areas around bus stops, as well as publicly owned and operated community centers, parks, libraries, and hospitals. But the General Assembly passed a watered-down measure that expanded the zones on any publicly owned and operated community center or recreation center. Now, still, McDonnell had pledged to propose legislation to expand the zones, not to get a perfect outcome. Now, he did propose expanding the zones, so we rate this as a promise kept.
Okay. Now, there was also a Truth-O-Meter item recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column based on a claim by Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, a Republican from the 4th District, and he said 1.53 million jobs are at risk from potential Defense Department cuts. So you checked his figures on that. What did you find out?
Congressman Forbes had said looming $1 trillion in defense cuts could put 1.53 million jobs at risk. Now, in August, Congress agreed to raise the nation's debt ceiling, and part of that deal called for cutting $400 billion from defense over a decade. Now, meanwhile, a congressional deficit supercommittee is examining ways to cut another $1.5 trillion from the deficit. If they can't agree, then $1.2 trillion in cuts would automatically occur, and about half of that would come from the defense. Now, so $400 billion from the initial deal and another $600 billion would lead to the $1 trillion in cuts to the military. So how does that lead to the potential loss of 1.5 million jobs? Forbes pointed to a comment that Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta made in September in which the secretary said $1 trillion in cuts could add 1% to the nation's unemployment rate. Now, using September 2011 figures on the labor force, a 1% increase in unemployment would add roughly 1.5 million more people to the unemployment rolls. But that's just one estimate. The Department of Defense told us that an estimated 1 million to 1.5 million could be lost if the full defense cuts occur. So Forbes job loss estimate is on the high end. Now, the Aerospace Industries Association, which represents companies in the defense industry, last week issued a report that estimated 1 million jobs would be lost as a result of lower spending on military equipment and procurement. And that report said that number includes job loss in communities as a result of lost spending by laid-off employees, but does not include the loss of active duty members or Department of Defense civilians. So we also turned to Heidi Garrett Peltier, who's a University of Massachusetts professor who co-authored a 2007 report on defense spending that was sponsored by the Institute for Policy Studies. And that's a group that advocates for a foreign policy based in part on demilitarization. Now, Garrett Peltier's report found defense spending is much less effective at creating jobs than spending on other things like education and healthcare. Still, Garrett Peltier told us that about 1.1 million people could lose their jobs in a $1 trillion defense cut. So Forbes' number is on the high side, but credible, so we rated this claim mostly true.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, and Sean, we'll be talking to you and or your colleagues again next Tuesday morning about this time.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Sean.